Jesus is risen. And now may the grace and peace of God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you now and always. We're still celebrating Easter. You know, they're not even selling any of the leftover Easter candy at the grocery stores or anything. It's all gone. The rest of the world, Easter is over, and they're starting to get ready for Memorial Day or graduations. But we're still celebrating Easter. It's week five. We're a little past the halfway part, but there is still so much celebrating that we get to do. But the questions begin to rise. What does that mean? What does it mean to be a Christian, to be a follower of Jesus on this side of the resurrection? What does it mean to be Easter people when the world around us continues to look so much like Good Friday? You see, the first few weeks of our Easter celebration, we looked very closely at that first Easter Sunday. We spent time with the ladies at the empty tomb, discovering the amazing truth that Jesus is risen. We discovered the truth that Jesus goes ahead of us into the world, showing us where we might love. Then we spent time with the disciples, locked together in a room, and we met Thomas, who wasn't with them that first week. We learned of their commission to go into the world filled with the peace that Jesus gives. We also learned through Thomas that while blessings may come to those disciples, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Jesus is talking about us in that moment. And then, when we were on the road to Emmaus with Cleopas and Trudy, we learned how it is possible to believe and not see. We have the testimony of Scripture, read through the lens of Jesus and His life and love. We have the presence of one another in support, and we have the breaking of bread, where Jesus comes to be with us most intimately. Now, last week we heard Jesus teach that He is our gate, a gate into a relationship with God and then also into the world. And this week we listen in on Jesus. This week we listen in on Jesus and His disciples at their last evening together. And Jesus continues the theme that He began when He compared Himself to a gate. Here Jesus speaks words of comfort and then a challenge to follow. I can't count the number of times that I have read the beginning of our gospel story at a funeral. The image of many mansions and the promise that Jesus goes to prepare a place for us is incredibly comforting. Someone asked me once what heaven was like. And all I really know is that it's eternity with God. But this reading gave me another little answer. I said, it's big. Real big. Many mansions or many rooms implies big to me, with room for an abundance of people, maybe even me. There are times, though, when people read or hear this passage and think about their individual room tucked into heaven, where if they were good enough, they got to pick the wallpaper. But if we read this entire passage, we can see that this is really bigger than just a room somewhere. Jesus is inviting us into a relationship with God. In verse 9, Philip asks Jesus to show us the Father. Jesus shakes his head and he says, have I been with you all this time and you still don't know me? Jesus is a little disappointed, but he happily continues to teach. Whoever has seen me, he says, Jesus is telling Philip and all the rest of us, all the rest of us, that if we want to know what God is like, Jesus is showing us. Jesus is telling us and teaching us. and loving us with the love that comes from God. Jesus is inviting Philip into a relationship with God that is not lost in some crazy idea of what God might be like. Jesus is inviting Philip and all of us into a relationship with God that we see fully and completely in the life of Jesus, in His caring and healing, in His helping, listening, feeding, and loving. Soon after this reading, it will include suffering, dying, rising again. These things that Jesus does, has done, will do, it's all who God is, how God behaves, and how God wants to be with all of us. Now, before Jesus answered Philip, He was talking to Thomas, who had asked Him, "We don't know where You're going, Lord. How can we know the way?" Jesus was talking about the way to the place that He is going, the place that He is preparing for us. And it's not really a place, but rather a relationship that He goes to prepare for us, a relationship with God. So when Thomas asks the way, Jesus makes His famous quote, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me." We don't know the Father. We don't know God without knowing Jesus. And Jesus is the way into a relationship with God that is no longer broken by sin and selfishness. Jesus goes to prepare a place for us in God's family as followers of Jesus. And this is a promise that Jesus makes to Thomas, to Philip, and to all of us as well. But Jesus also challenges us to live in a way that continues the ministry, that continues the love and the care that He, Jesus, was living. He even says that we might do greater things than He does. I'm not sure how that's possible, but if Jesus thinks that it can be done, I'm willing to try and see. But in our readings this Easter season, Jesus has reminded us that we have the witness of Scripture. We have the witness of the disciples and the apostles and the evangelists to remind us how Jesus lived, what He did, to show us the depth of His love. Jesus reminds us that He goes ahead of us into the world where we can find Him in the last and the lost, in the least and the forgotten ones. Jesus challenges us to love and to care about them as He shows us how and inspires us how to share that love. Jesus also praises us and promises the presence of God in our lives as He tells us that blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. That is our promise, but it is also our challenge. That is what it means to be a follower of Jesus on this side of the resurrection. We get to live the blessing and then go into the world with hope and light, with grace and peace. We get to go and live in a relationship with God, a God who loves us so much through Jesus Christ our Lord. Which way should we go? Which way should we follow? There are lots of people around us who would tempt us to go any way but the one we're talking about today. They want us to follow the way to ease or the way to stuff, lots of stuff. They want us to follow a way to feeling superior or to caring only about ourselves. That's not the way that Jesus is showing us. Not the way that Jesus lived or died or rose again. We get to celebrate the amazing truth that Jesus is risen.
He's risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And we get to follow the path that Jesus is, a way toward lives that may not always be easy, but are always filled with love. We get to follow Jesus, our way and truth and life, to a relationship with God, a relationship with one another, and a relationship with the world that brings God's vision of a world of love, God's dream of a world of love to reality around us. Which way should we go? The way, the Jesus way. Amen.